A question answered. How does a light worker live more effectively in the present moment, in particular when the brain tries to interfere with intrusive thoughts? This is a common problem amongst light workers, dear heart. In fact, it is a common problem for man. How to deal with this? We shall tell you, dear one. Awareness is your greatest tool to prevent this and many other inordinacies of the brain. Yes, dear heart, you would do well to keep in mind the inordinacies that intrude upon your daily living. Be not afraid of the inordinacies, but bear in mind they will intrude as often as they dare. We say this, dear heart, because the brain is an instrument under your control. Is it not? Is there another within your mind directing your thoughts, dear heart? No, dear one, there is not. There is only you. Therefore, dear heart, we make this comment to bring this to your conscious awareness. There is naught but you controlling or not controlling your thought processes. With this as the premise from which all things emanate, that is, you, dear heart, being the controller at the computer, as it were, you and you alone are in command of the buttons, dear heart. The buttons of thought you either push, pull, or regard as off limits. When you appreciate this in its totality, you must, by adherence to common sense, make every effort to be the best controller available. You get the drift, dear one. When this awareness and possible visual image, that is, you as the controller sitting upright before any matter at hand, adjust your thinking to your powerful position, you then, dear heart, must manage said computer with diligence and calm. Yes, dear heart, calm is always your dearest friend, is it not? We have spoken with you upon this subject, dear heart, have we not? It can be and is the answer for many of the brain's inordinacies. Before, during, and after a happening, dear one, calm is the only cure. Indeed, dear heart, awareness and calm will always win the day. Many blessings, dear heart, many blessings.